The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Let's talk Disney World news for the week of December 7th. Okay, I am back for another update with this week's news. I do want to let you know that I will not have an update after this until after Christmas because I'm going on a cruise and will be gone the next couple of Fridays. It is a Disney cruise. It is a Disney Christmas cruise. I'm going out of Galveston. And I'm really looking forward to it because this is going to be my only break this whole year. I never really take total breaks. I work almost every day. And so this is going to be a much needed bit of downtime. So it's Disney, but it's not officially work. So I can't wait to have some fun and relax a little bit before the holidays. And then things get really busy after Christmas. So it's just in time. Need to save up some energy. And so I will be back after Christmas, but that'll give us plenty of things to talk about when I do come back. So let's talk about what is new this week. First up, I want to talk about the 2019 Flower and Garden Festival. It is at Epcot, one of the mini festivals at Epcot. And it takes place in 2019 from March 6th through June 3rd. And we are getting details that have been coming out gradually. And this week, the details that we got were about the concerts that are taking place there. The festivals all have some form of entertainment. And in the past, the Flower and Garden Festival would have concerts on the weekends. And this year, for the first time, they are going to be every day, just like with Food and Wine Festival. And so the lineup for that just came out. All the links to everything I'm talking about will be in the show notes. There are some artists that are new this year in the lineup, of course, because they have more days to fill. Some of them are new to Flower and Garden, and some of them are new to Disney World in general. That includes the Smithereens, Christopher Cross, Sister Sledge, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Toby Mack, and Colin Hay of Men at Work. So lots of options there. If you plan to be at Disney World between those dates, March 9th through May 21st, you should just check the schedule and see who is performing when you are there. Next up on the list is that there is a New Year's Eve event taking place at the Edison. Edison, if you have never heard of it, is a really cool place in Disney Springs. Even if you're not going there on New Year's Eve, you should think about checking it out, particularly at night. I've been there during the day. It's not quite as fun, but the Edison at night is a lot of fun, and they are hosting a New Year's Eve gala for their first anniversary. And they say, celebrating our one-year anniversary with a dazzling gala on the New Year's Eve, showcasing our crave-worthy food, exceptional cocktails, and world-class entertainment. So this entertainment will include a live band, burlesque dancers, aerialists, and the food is things like trays with hors d'oeuvres, live-action food stations. There will be beer, wine, and premium spirits from 7:30 p.m. till midnight. Plus, they'll have coffee, desserts, and a midnight toast. The tickets are $150, and they are available now on the Patina Group website. The Patina Restaurant Group is the one who manages the Edison, so you can get your tickets now for that. Another thing we learned this week is that the new tower being built at the Swan and Dolphin has a name now. It's going to be called The Cove. It should be open for guests by May 2021, I believe it is. And it will have 14 stories, 349 guest rooms, and a new restaurant. So this will be a nice addition to the boardwalk. Swan and Dolphin are already a favorite because they're in a perfect location and enjoy many on-site perks and for not quite as much money. So that's a good option. We have a couple years for that, but it is in development. Next up on the list, one of the popular walkway paths. I've sometimes called it a secret path of Magic Kingdom. It is closed for a while. It is the path that goes from Storybook Circus, which is part of Fantasyland where the train station is, and goes from there over to Tomorrowland. So you used to be able to get off the train in Fantasyland and walk this path and get right onto Space Mountain. Super convenient. But it is closed because they are doing Tron construction. And so if you plan on using this path, which, you know, if you knew it existed, I imagine that you did plan to use it because it's so convenient. It is not available for a while. I don't know how long it's going to be closed, but it could be a while because the Tron construction is going to take some time. Lastly, I wanted to mention that in the last week, the new early morning magic at Magic Kingdom has begun. Early morning magic in the past has been a special ticket event where you can get in about an hour early before the park opens and go and ride three different rides in Fantasyland, including Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and have breakfast before the park opens. But they just changed it starting this past week where it is expanded to include more attractions. So in addition to Winnie the Pooh, Peter Pan's Flight, and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, the three that have always been part of it, they now include Princess Fairytale Hall, It's a Small World, Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid, and Mad Tea Party in this event. So we went from three to seven different attractions. And instead of breakfast being at Pinocchio Village House, it is going to take place at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe. So if you followed along when I did the early morning magic for Hollywood Studios, it's a similar idea that we suggest that you do all the attractions that you want during the party, and then as soon as the park opens, go ahead and go do something else that's not part of the party that is a popular attraction, and then go have breakfast before, because breakfast lasts a little longer. So it's a similar vibe if you followed along with that trip, and I just wanted to mention that it has expanded to include more things. So if you are going, and if you were maybe debating it now, you will have more information and more rides to ride during that time. So I think that'll wrap up this week's news. I'll be back after Christmas to get you caught up. Thanks for joining.